out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Twensday, everybody. It's Twensday here, Crab Diving Live.
Wednesday.
Hurling at you. Hurling. Oh, man.
Hurling ass. I love this show already.
Perhaps show. I should rewind and start all over again.
Back to one, guys. Kate, please reset everything. Thank you. Thank you, studio audience.
Now I got stuff locking up. Whoa. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving.
I'm locking up.
Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. if your ears are sucking us in live in the western type coast. If you're out east, it's a little after 5, or you possibly have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Listen to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. All kinds of shit going on. However you're taking us in, we are grateful as twaddling fuck about it. I don't know what that means, but we're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know, taking our usual Cleveland steamers without the plastic on the right.
Which would be a hot Carl, actually. A Cleveland steamer without the plastic. Well, that isn't that's not a Cleveland steamer. You know what that reminds you of?
See, you learn shit here on Crab Diving.
Did you say your name?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And it is true, a Cleveland steamer without the plastic is no Cleveland steamer. It reminds me of that episode of, what's that show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry David orders the Cobb salad, but everything on the side, and the waiter's like, well, then you don't want a Cobb salad, do you?
Oh.
It was a great episode.
I like when they messed up the obituary that he wrote.
Oh, my God. Beloved cunt.
Yeah.
He got the
It was ant. It was A-U-N-T.
Well,
it's a typo.
Jeff Garland fucked it up because he had his manager do the obituary, and then they printed the word beloved cunt instead of beloved aunt in the obituary, and then Jeff Garland suggested, well, we'll have them do a retraction.
Actually, she's not. Tweet us during the show if you're listening live at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the fun people, all the smart people, all the cool people hang out. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't hit you with any advertisements or anything, but, you know, we'd like to keep the lights on and shit here. We will take any support you can offer.
And we don't hit anybody. Actually,
one way that you won't actually have to pay anything is if you buy shit from Amazon, but go through our link.
Ooh, yes.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and whatever you do, we get a little nibble, a little tickle.
We get
you buy,
fucking paid.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Fuck you, pay me.
It just helps us.
Fuck you, pay me. Name the movie. Name the movie.
The Debbie Does Dallas.
The Goodfellas, man. The Goodfellas.
The Marianne's ringing on Twitter. I love the song. Tell me who it is, please. Is
what
that
song?
Our opening song?
When the lights go out. That one?
Mm-hmm. No, it was 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago, so I don't know. The opening song, maybe?
Oh, that's Ted's song. That's a theme by Ted.
The late, great Ted Adams, friend of ours from Chicago.
Right.
Former drinking buddy.
Man, I love
Still would be a drinking buddy if he hadn't died.
And I think this is appropriate to say. I love his music. It's epic. His shit is fucking epic. And what he does on a synthesizer is insane. But
Ted would engage, allegedly, in a little herbage.
Yeah, man.
Crawl into his basement, which was the ultimate man cave on the south side of Chicago. And
he was fierce on that keyboard.
He would go crazy.
Awesome.
He gave me a whole disc full of themes and stuff like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway. Let's see what's going on. The magic spreadsheet of crab diving is brimming over.
Yummy!
Bubbling over, oozing over.
Oh, shit.
With all the shit, all the stories I got for today. But let's start off. We can see what's going on in the friggin' headlines.
Wee-wee.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker. Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, October 18th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
That was Ron Paul.
Oops.
Trying to help him. Remember?
Right.
Yeah. Ron Paul was like commerce. Ron Paul was trying to help him, and the Becky Stan guy in the back room was like, "Oh my."
Well, we're not watching. We're not watching the video feed. You're just listening to this. Right. Is it true when Rick Perry went oops? He did this. Look, did he go? Oops. with his fucking hands on his cheeks. Like the Home Alone thing.
The
oopsie.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
If they fuck you.
HuffPost. A photograph of our secretary. What is he the secretary of?
The secretary of cock.
Commerce, secretary of money, secretary of something or other, treasury.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin, baby!
And the headline.
He's Hollywood, right? And that's Hollywood.
Yeah, he
Hollywood
does some
type.
Hollywood stuff. Says, Mnuchin mystified, quote, hard to avoid tax cuts for the rich.
What did he produce? What movie? Is it true it was Ishtar?
Oh, boy. Ishtar. Google that, kids.
Well, that was the famously the shittiest film ever, made no money.
Yeah.
With Dustin Hoffman and maybe some dude that's dead now. I don't remember who the fuck else. Who was in that?
Warren Beatty.
Oh, Warren Beatty.
Still with us.
Neither of them dead.
Correct. Steve Mnuchin, according to his IMDb listing, produced Six Below, Miracle on the Mountain, The House, Annabelle Creation, executive producer of Wonder Woman.
Oh, shit. The latest?
Great fucking movie, yeah.
The latest.
Executive producer of King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. So, you know, he's exec producing, which means he's a money dude.
He ain't doing jack shit. He's
Chips,
not
the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, God damn. That's my favorite Batman movie.
He's doing really well.
That Lego guy, he's the best Batman. He's better than Christian, what's his face? Christian Bale.
He executive produced the first Lego movie. Winter's Tale. American Sniper. Max.
Oh, wait.
Fury Road? What?
They did Winter's Tale, the Shakespeare play, as a fucking Lego movie?
No, the Lego movie, comma.
Oh, Winter's Tale.
Winter's Tale.
Damn it. You see how I would think that, though? I mean, the way you said
and
that.
It's not the Shakespeare
insane.
Version. It's, I don't believe.
We're going to do a real obscure Shakespeare play, but as a Lego movie. It's going to be great.
I think that would be great. Get Kenneth Branagh to direct a Lego movie.
Right.
A Shakespeare Lego movie.
Well, you know what's fucked up about Winter's Tale? It's one of those weird Shakespeare plays. It has like a really, like, I don't know how you stage the scene where what's his face?
Is that the bear?
Gets eaten by a bear without getting a laugh.
Spoiler alert.
And you
well, because, yeah, because you got
because of the way
you have somebody in a bear costume.
How else do you do it?
I mean, yeah,
because the way it's written,
get a real bear and a new actor every night.
Right, get that grizzly man. That remember that dickhead?
Yeah, oh sure. So Steve Mnuchin, it says, according to the HuffPo, this is Arthur Delaney reporting, it's just too tricky to reform the tax code without delivering a windfall to the wealthy. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in an interview published Wednesday, which is today.
Well, you know, maybe
Twensday.
Maybe Mnuchin.
Rudy Giuliani is now. Right.
Oh, awesome.
I'm hosting today.
Oh, I love that.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, Rudy, what's the deal with you and incest? Didn't you hook up with your cousin or something weird?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
God, that's strange. You're not even Southern. You're like from New York. What was it like?
Catholic.
What was it like banging your cousin?
When you're cutting taxes across the board, Steve Mnuchin said, it's very hard not to give tax cuts to the wealthy with tax cuts to the middle class. That's a lie.
God, you fucking liar. It may be.
Well, yeah. If you cut taxes across the board, that means you're cutting taxes for everybody. Here's an idea. Don't cut taxes across the board. Cut taxes for the middle class and the poor. Make the rich fuckers pay. Make corporations pay who don't pay. And, you know, if you lower the tax code, they want to lower it to 15% or something like that. Well, okay, the corporate tax. Well, show me one of these big corporations that's paying anything near 15% now.
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed.
Well,
they're going to want all their loopholes and deductions.
Right, and they're just being evil. Do you know what
I
mean? They're just being straight up evil. And that's why I think the GOP with Trump, I mean, in a weird way, they're kind of getting somewhere because they're getting to a place where, I mean, they can just be straight up with America on how evil they're being. They don't have to lie to us anymore. Don't you think that's where Trump's going eventually? He's going to say, hey, yeah, we're going to cut taxes for the rich people. And it's going to be better for them. And the poor people are going to be fucked. And you know what?
Get a job. Takers.
Yeah, get a fucking job.
That's what half of them are saying.
I mean, that's the kind. I mean, you know, that's about the level of compassion Schittler exudes anyway. Jesus Christ.
I saw something just a little while ago about I'm going to have to look this up again, but a GOP or somewhere.
God.
It said lawmaker, so I don't know if it's national representative or some state level or something, but said emergency rooms should be able to turn people away.
For what reason? They don't
have
money.
They're evil takers and can't pay, and it's probably especially if they're brown.
What are they? you know, sometimes I feel like the GOP. Do they think that?
Oh, here we go.
The American.
It's at the HuffPo.
Oh yeah. I mean, do they think the American people aren't capable of going to the streets and putting heads on pikes
burning
up shit?
Right.
Nobody wants that, but...
Oh, Representative Diane Black is a congressional rep from Tennessee.
Fuck you!
Republican from Tennessee.
You know, by the way, this is a crab diving follow-up. Remember was it Monday? I was talking about a friend of mine who was surprised to learn that Georgia had a coast. You remember that?
Yeah.
And I asked him, I talked to him about it again last night, and I said, by the way, what did you think was next to Georgia if there wasn't water? And he said, Tennessee. He said Tennessee, man. What the fuck do
Is
you,
he listening?
I mean?
Oh, he unsubscribed, you said.
No, he didn't. He, you know. Tennessee. the island of Tennessee.
So Steve Mnuchin.
It's so fucking insane, right?
We apologize to that poor person.
Nah, he's fine. Listen.
It says the additional top rate. Well, yeah, it's just typical bullshit. Well,
right.
I don't know how you give tax cuts to everybody without giving the rich tax cuts.
Well, Rudy, that's a good point. I don't know.
Good God.
How about give some... How about make the rich people pay more, you fuck?
The GOP lawmaker here, she says, well, she's saying that she was an emergency room nurse.
Yes.
And she's talking about not cash.
Right.
But she's talking about people who don't need the emergency room.
Right.
Because they've got a cold or something like that. But they go into the emergency.
Yes.
Because they probably don't have insurance or anything. She says, there are people that came into my emergency room that I, the nurse, was the first one to see them. I could have sent them to a walk-in clinic or to tell them to go see their doctor the next day. But because of a law Congress put into place to say, no, I have to treat everybody that walks into the emergency room. So that's right. What she's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, so they're not turning people away from the emergency room.
Well, why not have a clinic within the
the hospital? I understand that. Or like, what?
Say, go down the hall to the clinic.
Why don't they have like an express line for people just to call at these? Like you said.
Yeah, isn't it a triage? I mean, that's kind of.
God damn.
The deal. That's why they sit there for 4 hours.
Hey, let's. Right. Right.
If you're not actively bleeding. And I mean, there were times I had bones snapped and had to sit there for a while.
Your tennis bone injury? You broke your tennis bone.
Yeah. Actually, they didn't do shit for that. Remember, they just wrapped it because it required surgery.
Right.
So that, they put me in a splint. And we're like, hey, you're gonna need surgery.
Oh, God,
see ya.
Damn! Don't dive for the fucking ball.
Fortunately,
man.
I was working for a hospital at the time.
We're not supposed to mention them or whatever.
I've said I work for Kaiser before.
Okay.
I've done full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
I've done full frontal disclosure.
Oh, yes. Okay, we're gonna need wipe down.
Call my agent.
Right.
And talk cash.
Yes.
I don't care if somebody sees my dick.
We'll barter for it.
So that's what she was talking about. That you should be able to turn down people because of their illness.
Oh, yes.
Not because of their.
But why don't we have what Congress has? One of those fucking awesome little clinics. You know, a little storeroom of medicine, antibiotics, Viagra, Propecia, things like that. Birth control. You can just say, hey, I got a headache. Give me some Vicodin. You know, why can't we have that?
She's also running for governor of Tennessee.
Oh, shit.
At issue is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, the EMTALA.
Oh.
Which was signed into law by former president Ronald Reagan.
Ronnie.
St. Ronnie.
Oh, yes. Trickle down, right?
It was a congressional response to stories of patient dumping, where hospitals would deny treatment to patients or send them elsewhere, usually because individuals didn't have insurance.
God damn. What is there?
And many of these people were unemployed or people of color.
Right. How nice. God, can't we just do the nice thing? Can't we be nice? Can't we err on the side of compassion? It seems like the GOP, they're constantly worried somebody's going to cheat us. Somebody's going to take advantage. Well, they are. It's your fucking lobbyists, not the people.
Representative Black advocates that changing the law would send America back to a time when hospitals can use their discretion to turn people away.
Yes.
We must treat everybody that walks in, whether you've had a sore throat for a week, we must see them, and that crowds the emergency room. It drives cost of emergencies up. So, yes, if someone comes in from an auto accident, I don't want to ask whether they have insurance or not. I'm going to take care of them.
Right.
But what it did is crowd my emergency room where I work. Well, that's a different issue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why is that the fault of the person with a cold? They have to go to the emergency room. They don't have a fucking choice. They don't have a doctor. You know?
Right.
And really, there should, you know, let's get real. Why not a vending machine? And you just go to the vending machine and you press in your fucking symptoms or whatever the fuck you think you have. And then the machine spits out some pills and you go about your fucking business.
What would be nice is if we had free healthcare.
Oh, yes.
And you could go see the doctor 2 or 3 times a year and get health checkups and everything. Preventative care and stuff. And then maybe some less sicky stuff would go on.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then how do we keep healthcare in profit?
Right.
How do we keep all those pharma companies in profit? I'm really waiting for the kind of, they're kind of getting called out now, but I'm waiting for their tobacco industry moment.
The pharma industry?
Where we find out that they've actually hidden or pretended that actual cures don't exist. Because they have treatments where they can still keep getting money. Well, and I mean, they've poo-pooed or taken away funding or pretended it didn't happen when these discoveries are made that possible cures were out there.
Right.
Somewhere I read that there's a cancer drug or something, a drug that helps with the nausea of cancer. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's a drug that literally costs 5 cents a tablet or something like that.
But if you get that drug, it'll make other drugs obsolete.
Nobody will write it.
So
nobody will write
that
prescription.
Oh, my God. Not everything is great ran as a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think they're holding back some, like, AIDS cure or something?
It's
not out of the realm of possibilities, right?
Who knows? Who knows? Look at what the fossil fuel industry has done to literally the planet. When they found out, probably in the 70s, and 80s about what their carbon bullshit was doing to the world.
Right.
Yet they've evilly lobbied and paid off legislators to pretend that it's all a lie.
Well, what do you think? I mean, do you think Trump will have them investigated? Do you think Tillerson will investigate the oil industry? I'm just fucking wondering. You know?
I'm sure. Sure. I'm sure he still has an office there.
Let's be honest. What we're talking about, it will get solved, right? It'll eventually get solved. We'll figure out what the fuck the big oil is hiding from us, what they knew about the environment. We'll figure out the pharma thing, and we'll figure out this healthcare bullshit as soon as Democrats get back in charge.
Yeah, I was going to say, we still need to have our Democratic Republic intact to do shit. And
what do you mean?
This is proving that we don't have our Democratic Republic intact.
What do you mean? We have safe and fair elections, right?
Because these evil fucks are able to do this.
Right.
A whistleblower goes undercover into a corporate farm.
Yes.
Films horrific abuses to the point where criminal charges were filed against the company and against the people harming these poor animals.
Right.
And
God, it's fucking horrible.
And the Idaho state legislature passes a law making it a felony for what that activist did by going undercover as an employee and uncovering criminal abuse.
That is fucking insane. How are we going to get anywhere with that? Why is that?
They're called ag gag laws.
Oh,
look them
up. But we're never going to, we're never going to have a GOP person fix that. Nobody's going to fix that. That's an easy fix. You know what you do? You get rid of that fucking law.
All right.
And you protect the whistleblower.
Yes.
Because they're looking out for our best interest. I mean, why is it when those tar sands spills,
and you bring the fucking hammer down on the executives of that corporate farm fuck.
A la Iceland, right?
Like
what they did with the banking industry?
There was another thing today I saw. They're like, with these banking regulators and fuckers and this Wells Fargo shit. Why is no one going to jail for this massive fraud committed upon the customers of Wells Fargo Bank? And Elizabeth Warren had the CEO, hyena dick, on the fucking on congressional in a hearing.
Right.
And she said, either you are guilty of gross incompetence by not knowing this was going on, or you were complicit. Either way, you should not be CEO of this company.
Right.
And she should have gone and say, and you should be in jail.
Yeah, I mean, are we really going to believe? Right, because the only real answer is the guy was fucking complicit.
And that's the only way things are going to change.
Yeah.
Because as long as these fucks can hide behind their corporate magic shields that they've legislated for themselves.
Right.
They've paid whore legislators to make these laws for themselves. They want laws where you can't have class action lawsuits anymore. They want laws where look at all these things where you go to a website and you click terms of service. Yeah, sure. And all of a sudden you've just agreed to go into binding arbitration and waive your laws to a civil trial.
That is
to sue them.
That's fucked up. That is
that's
so
that Equifax
fucking
was trying to
up.
Do.
Right.
And they just changed it now. But Equifax had one of those.
Where is the, how do they even sell this to us? Is it the fact that, I know how, never mind. These fucking GOP dick lords, they use abortion, they use this Jesus shit, religious liberty, quote unquote. as a fucking wedge issue.
Right.
Anything else is white noise when you're like abortion.
Then they serve their rich overlords.
Why?
And their golfing buddies.
If you're a dickhead and if you're stupid, I wish you could have a moment where you're like, oh, fuck, man, I'm real dumb. I should ask a smart friend how I should vote because, God, I make shit decisions.
Fuck
the
you, you elitist. I saw a comment. God. I saw a comment and it really made me want to hurl.
Hurl?
Something about you science types.
Science types?
No.
Well, fuck, man.
It was on a story, the big, giant, huge story this week, which had to do with gravitational wave theory. But anyway,
was it those two planets hitting
two
together?
Neutron stars banging?
Oh, and it creates gold, right? Some chick on the
possibly
BBC
they're
told
trying.
Me that.
Yeah, they're trying. Yeah, because you know we still aren't really sure how certain elements came about. But the
science.
Yeah, they were detected a couple of years ago, and that's why those guys won a Nobel.
Right.
For detecting gravitational.
Is that going to hit the Earth or anything like that?
And now there was just a really big event that gave so much data that they're data gasming right now about all kinds of shit. It's a really big dealio in the scientific geek
baby
community. But I'm reading the comments because I know some fundy fuck is going to show up.
Fundy.
And fundamentalist.
Fundamentalist. I love that.
And say, God, well, God did it. And it didn't happen. It should happen 150 million years ago, light years away. That's bullshit.
Oh, my God. You fucking simpleton. How in the...
And they got into a fight back and forth, and then one of them said, you science types are all the same.
Guess what?
Science types.
Science types. When this guy gets cancer or needs some sort of quote-unquote science to save his worthless, dumbass, hillbilly piece of shit ass, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, guess what? I'm a science type as well.
We're all science types because we're living in it.
Yeah, we that's a good point. What do you mean? We live in science?
Well, yeah, gravity and air and physics.
It's my shirt. And, it's my shirt science, yes or no?
Of course.
I'm in science.
Certain ways?
Yeah.
Good God.
We're
it's
all science.
It's just annoying as fuck.
Right. It's so dumb. You science types. It's like, that's... But what you're talking about is shit that happens in space. Why can't you just accept the science for that? That doesn't affect... That's not like saying I don't want the Ten Commandments
because
in a courthouse.
Their book, if you count all the begats in that one chapter...
Oh, yeah.
...says that from...
What book?
From Adam and Eve
Lord
and
of the Rings?
And their creepy incest...
Oh, yes.
...fest.
Great. that's a good point.
Suddenly sprang forth all these begats.
Yes.
And then you get Noah... And then God, shook the Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes.
And started over because, oops. Right.
So
the most powerful being can do anything.
Yes.
Created the universe.
Right.
But still needs to drown people in rain that he created.
Maybe. Okay. Imagine you're God or whatever.
We're getting into Faithless Friday here a little bit.
Yes. You're God. You got your fingers in all these universal pies, so to speak. God, sounds
oh, sure.
Yes. They're all
knuckles deep.
Oh, yes. You're knuckle deep in all these solar systems. They're running fine. They're running splendidly. But this one is the one where it's like, you just fuck around with it. You know what I mean? Are we?
Oh, he created billions and billions of light years worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And one tiny little shitberg planet.
Right.
In the corner of some boring little galaxy
is
the center of the universe where the only life he decided to choose.
The Earth is Dad's project in the garage that is an old, 67 Fiat that you're rebuilding, but you never quite finished. And it's all fucked up.
You science types.
Yeah. God, that's the dumbest shit. Science. What, do you like video games? That's science. God didn't create your fucking video games, dickhead. But think about shit you like. Your iPhone, that's science, right? Sleep number. You got a sleep number bed?
So there's the headline over at the HuffPost, that Mnuchin stuff.
And damn, if you listen to the crabs, that's fucking science. It's in a, you listen on your iPhone?
Everything, existence is science.
Right.
Trying to explain
yes
shit.
Kate, don't you understand that you're sitting on science right now?
And I love the, well, what about when they decide that this was wrong and they fight? And well, yeah, that's what science is. In yes. fact, if you right. can prove, if any of you Christo cunts out there can prove.
Attention, that, Christo cunts.
That evolution is wrong.
Right.
Not using your little book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real proof.
Right.
That the theory of evolution is wrong. Collect your fucking Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
And science would love you because you found an explanation that is better.
Based on facts.
Yeah.
And the scientific
testable
method. Right.
Evidence.
What is it? The scientific method is you create a hypothesis. You construct one.
Sure. Add milk.
Right. God, I don't. What is the scientific method? Then you do some experiments, like in college.
Right.
And then you get out the beaker.
You refine your. Yeah. And then you form right. a theory after yes. when you're done if it yeah. supports your hypothesis.
You have conclusions.
Et cetera.
Right.
Testable.
Oh, look. And then Adam popped a rib out, and there's a chick.
I have a personal experience with God, is not. Testable
that's not
and
science.
And repeatable.
Right. That's mental illness.
Well,
sorry.
That's one of the, that's what the ultimate argument is. It's like, show us some actual repeatable, testable evidence that this deity exists.
Miracles.
And we'll believe it. Right. I'll believe in God in a second if you show me the right evidence.
Right.
I felt an angel tickle my nipple once is not, is not evidence. Maybe you believe you did.
Yes.
Let me know what drugs you were on at the time, because shit, I'd like to have my nipple tickled by an angel.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I don't, it's, you're...
Ben Carson, a guy running for president who...
I had a friend get mad at me because, I'm sorry, a friend mad at me one time who swears he saw a demon as a child.
Yeah.
He was a child, not the demon child. He was a child, swears he saw a demon at some point, like in his closet or something.
Was just his priest.
And I was like... Okay, and he got mad, and he said, "You don't believe me." I said, "Well, I believe you believe it."
Oh, damn! Jeez. Well, I mean, you're right,
but
you're wrong.
Your personal experience is not testable and provable. If you could take us back to that closet, open the door, and show us a drooling, toothy demon,
yes,
you've got my attention.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh God, what the fuck was I going to say? Something about science. Oh, God, it was prescient as fuck, too. Damn it. Prescient?
Prescient. I killed a possible gem.
No, is that the word? Prescient? Prescient.
Yeah.
Oh, God, now I can't remember. Oh, Ben Carson! Ben Carson, you could say, is sciencey as fuck. He's a big-time science guy. I mean, he goes in there and works on your fucking brain. But then how do you explain...
Well, people like Ben Carson are inexplicable.
But okay, I was saying, but he also said...
Yeah, it's inexplicable.
God stuck his finger, fucked his brain. So,
right.
How do you explain that?
And he also believes that the Earth is 6,000 years old, and he also believes that...
The pyramid thing with the grains, that's reasonable, because you know why it's reasonable?
One of the more insane things I've ever heard.
But it's more likely that some guy walking around Egypt doing whatever had some grain... Tossed it in a pyramid, more likely than God put his fingers inside Ben Carson's skull and diddled him around. You know what I mean?
We do have pyramids.
Right. And we do have grain.
We'll give you that.
We have grain.
They exist. Grain exists.
Bam.
I believe it was to store grain.
Listen, I don't care what you believe, Ben. Just wake the fuck up. So sleepy.
Let's see what's going on over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
They talk about what they're not thinking.
Yes.
Over there. Oh, good. We were going to talk about this. War over widow phone call, it says on the Drudge Report.
Oh, man. I don't know. How do you get behind POTUS on this? I mean, how do they do it?
Well, had a person... claim this about President Obama or even President Bush, we would be amazed and would be like, well, maybe that's not exactly what he said that maybe she interpreted it wrong. She's upset. She may have hated him beforehand. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. With Donald Trump,
it's true.
You can't believe anything he says ever. Well, so, I mean, of course he's lying.
And also,
of course he's lying about it.
And we have precedent, right? I mean, he did this. He denigrated another Gold Star family,
right? Oh, yeah. I thought you meant of him lying. I'm like, well, what time is it?
I mean, of all of it.
Five things today.
But I mean, also, it sounds exactly what he would say. There's no way Obama would ever fucking say, well, he knew what he was getting into.
Well, of course not.
There's no way. Bush wouldn't say that. I don't know what president would say that.
So Trump called the widow of one of the Green Berets that was killed in Niger or Niger.
Oui, baby.
Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was his name.
Johnson.
His widow, Maisha Johnson, I believe, pregnant.
Okay.
On her way to the Miami airport where her husband's remains were arriving when she took the president's call. In her car, apparently, and I think she put him on the speakerphone, was her mother, Kawanda Jones Johnson.
Yes.
And Representative Frederica Wilson, her congressional rep from that district, apparently, wherever she lives. She says the rep says she was sitting beside the widow when Trump on speakerphone
said
that he knew what he knew what he signed up for.
You gotta be kidding me.
He knew what he signed up for, but where's the actual quote? He knew what he signed up for, and then he said, like, oh, but when it happens, it hurts anyway.
God, when it happens, it hurts anyway. That is bizarre. That's bizarre. Unfeeling.
Utterly devoid, of any kind of sympathy or empathy whatsoever.
Can I ask you a serious question about Trump?
We'll see.
Is he an iguana?
I can't prove that he's not.
I mean, really, because Jesus Christ, he's a reptile. Who the fuck would say that, man?
And do you remember when Trump tried to get Bill Maher to pay up on a joke bet Bill Maher made with him? Because it was right after a racist fuckwad Trump said he'd give $5 million for Obama's real gift birth certificate or his college transcripts.
Right.
I think it was the birth certificate.
God.
So Bill Maher said on his show, said, I'll give $5 million if you could prove you're not the son of an orangutan. Trump had his lawyers draw up a letter.
Come on.
Bill Maher read it on the show that actually said, Donald Trump, here's his birth certificate showing that he is the son of Frederick Trump, who is not an orangutan.
You gotta be, that's so fucking funny.
I swear to you. God.
I mean,
Trump wanted his money.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I don't know. I'm trying to feel, there's no way we know how that family felt, but like, they're in the car.
We've heard how they felt.
Yeah, they went to the funeral, right? And then they get a call from the president, which it's like, oh, the president's calling.
They're also saying he couldn't remember his name. And he kept saying, your guy. Your guy.
Why didn't anyone in his entourage?
It's probably on a piece of paper in front of him.
Why didn't he just look at it?
Why didn't you have Ivanka call?
Yeah, that's true.
She can fake empathy a lot better.
What about Stephen Miller? He would have been good.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is.
I understand your African-American husband was killed.
I mean, the only reason, we don't know that Ivanka has more feelings. I mean, I guess when she spoke at the RNC.
I said she could fake it.
She could fake it. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
I didn't say she had it. I said, man, she could fake it.
God, did you see that fucking... Not just quick little mention here. Did you see that fucking story about how she confided in the American people that she went through a goth phase and dyed her hair blue and then her mom freaked out?
Oh.
I put that story up on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
I wonder what she pierced.
Oh, I don't know. My uvula.
The widow, quote, was in tears, and she said he didn't even remember his name.
Whoa, God.
Trump.
That's so fucked up.
The mother is now saying what the rep says is true. I was in the car. I heard the full conversation. Trump this morning in this morning's twit storm.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. Our leader of the free world.
You know, he didn't
and
say.
The first thing I check in the morning
is Twitter.
Is Trump's Twitter.
He didn't say, like, oh man, you know.
Second.
He didn't send a note to that lady or call. He should have called her back and said, listen, I know the call I made yesterday was just horrendous. I'm sorry. I forgot the guy's name. I was just doing a million things.
No, I can't believe they're making this political. They're lying.
You suck at everything.
First tweet this morning. Wow.
He said wow?
Wow, period.
And?
FBI confirms report that James Comey drafted letter exonerating crooked Hillary Clinton long before investigation was complete. Many... dot, dot.
Yes.
New tweet. Dot, dot, dot.
Right.
People... many people not interviewed, including Clinton herself. Comey stated under oath that he didn't do this. Obviously a fix. Where is the Justice Department?
It sounds like... damn, is that a haiku? It just sounds so weird.
No, it's a fuck you.
It's not a haiku, it's a fuck you.
Next tweet. The Democrats will only vote for tax increases.
Right.
For people like you.
Yeah, dickhead.
Yes. Hopefully, all Senate Republicans will vote for the largest tax cuts in U.S. history. Well, to which we reply, see Kansas.
Right. Everything's going great
see
there.
See how great tax cuts for everybody, especially the rich, have gone.
Are they closing schools?
And then to fuck the poor, what did they do? I believe they raised sales taxes.
Oh, okay.
Which fucks the poor.
Yeah, I mean, God.
Because if you're buying something for $10,
yes,
and now you got to pay $11 for it because of increased sales tax, that's a big difference in somebody's life who only has $10 in their pocket.
But what? But it's the same money. I mean, if you have $10 million,
right?
You know, geez, it's infuriating.
That's why I kind of like those value added taxes, but they have problems too. In Europe, you pay the VAT tax, right? Which is the more luxurious an item is deemed to be, the more taxes you pay on it.
Hell yeah, man.
Or the better quality something is, the more taxes you pay.
I always buy the shittiest things.
You would pay the lowest taxes.
Hell
and like no taxes on food.
Right.
Like things that are necessities.
Yeah. What brand, that TV out in the living room, what brand is that? What brand is it?
Is it not just like a Samsung?
There's no way you're going to remember because it's some weird fucked up brand.
It looks good.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay any VAT on that. And also, I have this PA system. You know what the brand is on that? Is it Sony? No. Is it? It's Pile. It's called a Pile. Like a pile of shit.
It says you bought a shitty TV.
I got it for your fucking birthday.
I'm just
man.
Kidding.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. I bought it.
It's a great TV.
It might be a good brand. I got it at Big Lots.
It's been going for a couple of years.
I got it at Big Lots.
Well, that doesn't mean it's bad.
It was the floor model. It was the one that was out.
Well, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
You get to watch.
Yeah, it's nice.
You get to watch Gotham on it.
Listen,
great show, by the way. Thumbs up. Two crabby claws up for Gotham. Or four crabby claws. If you want to put all our crab claws in the air. Next tweet. As it turned out, back to Comey. So for some reason, we went from two tweets about Clinton and Comey, and then Democrats' tax increases, then back to Comey.
Oh, right.
As it has turned out, I wonder what they were talking about on Fox and Friends, because that's obviously what is.
Oh, that's what he's tweeting
spurring
about.
These.
How in the
He's sitting there watching right. that fellation fest for Ugh, him. The
fellation fest.
And they mentioned something. He's like, oh my God, Comey. Hand me my iPhone.
You know, when we play Fox and Friends, we play clips. How long is that show in the morning? Like a couple hours?
I think they just added an hour, so it's
Holy
three.
Holy shit. Yeah. Who are these people that Frauds? Watch Fox oh. fucking news? Who are they? I mean, even, right, okay, fine. Even with the shitty, racist, elitist, fucking, fuck you politics, all that aside, those people are just irritating.
Oh, that's, they eat it up.
Oh, my
that
God.
That obsequious, leave it to Beaver fraudy, fraudness. We all know it's a lie. That's the thing.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
all know that this is a lie. This, oh, we're perfect humans. I'm Steve Doocy, and I'm pure as the driven snow.
Oh, God. How do you not just hate the fuck out of Steve Doocy? Like, I breathe air, you know, and I eat food, and I hate the fuck out of Steve Doocy. Those are absolutes. I can't stand that motherfucker. And Brian Kilmeade. And Adrian Earhart.
I like to eat.
Adrian, what's her name? Adrian.
Earhart,
okay.
Ainsley Earhart.
Damn. Oh, Adrian Earhart's a comedian in L.A.
Who,
very nice, very cool person.
We may have
so
a clip.
Sorry about
if
that.
We get that far, we may have a clip about Ainsley.
Ainsley Earhart.
Ainsley
Douchebag.
Earhart.
They're all douchebags.
Oh, well, let's do it. Here, we're talking about this horrific story.
Yes.
Well, where our utterly devoid of humanity commander-in-chief.
Fuck you, boy!
Is now in a war. Well, let me finish his tweets while we're doing this. So then he talks about, as it turned out, James Comey lied and leaked and totally protected Hillary Clinton. He was the best thing that ever happened to her! Exclamation point. NFL!
Yes?
The NFL has decided it will not force players to stand for the playing of our national anthem. Total disrespect for our great country.
Oh, my God.
An hour later, then he must have heard the news.
Yes.
Democrat.
Right.
Congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action. Parentheses. And I have proof. Sad.
What's the proof?
Well, he doesn't have it.
Okay.
How many times has he said, I have proof? What he said to Comey?
Oh, yeah.
He better hope I don't release the tapes of our conversation. Do you have tapes? I'll tell you very soon. In a couple of weeks. Very soon, you're going to learn this.
God, he's so irritating. He's so fucking irritating. He'll probably say, yeah, I have proof, and we'll be presenting it in a couple of weeks.
You have my word. That's my proof.
Oh, thank you.
I was listening
wow.
on the phone call.
Yeah.
And I heard myself say it.
Jesus told you, right?
I said, dear, hello, woman.
Hello, woman.
Hello.
You didn't know her name.
Your guy, I'm sorry, your guy died in N-word country. They tell me I'm not supposed to say that word.
They tell me that daily. Like, God, I mean, let's get real. I mean, he failed.
You know he makes that joke.
Oh, yes.
Or you know that they probably grab their chests when he's reading lists and he has to say Niger or Niger. They're like, don't, please, please
we
don't
know
say
it. You
love
that word.
Please don't say it.
Yeah, you know what? That story about him making that joke with Mike Pence about how Mike Pence wants to see gay people hang and shit like that.
Yeah.
That is a window into how that guy probably
acts
about everything.
Yeah.
He's just a shithead.
Did he make you pray?
Oh, man.
Don't talk to him about gay people. He wants to hang them out.
Do you think Mike Pence hates Trump? Do you think he
with a burning passion
no
of a million suns? Absolutely.
These people yeah. want oh, yeah. to fuck him so fucking bad. I think Mueller, do you think there'll be plenty of people to turn on Trump? Surely he'll get impeached. There's just no way. There's just no fucking way, this guy.
I would hope. I think he'll resign.
Right.
I think even Trump
yeah,
will try to make a deal and be like, I'll leave.
Right. And it'll be a good deal for yeah. him. He hates his job.
But make sure I don't go to jail. You can have Don Jr. and the one with right. the teeth. But
yeah, the ugly one.
Yeah,
You know, he'll be like, you know what? You have Baron too. I hate hanging out with him. And take Melania. This sucks.
Oh, I think Melania, the instant that happens, her contract is terminated.
Bye-bye.
And Melania's like, I have lasted 13 years. Let's see. My prenup says I am due $57 million.
Melania.
Melania. Here is... Here, then he gets, now he's going after the congresswoman.
Yes.
Then he says, oh, this is a separate story. We'll get to this other, this is that, this healthcare business, which we talked about a compromise that was reached yesterday by Lamar Alexander. Oh my God, who's the other, who's the Democrat? What's her name? I forgot. I've lost it. Murray, Senator Murray. They have that compromise they were coming up with that would keep the payments for Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. But there were some concessions made for the evil conservatives. But it was going to move forward. And then allegedly the president was like, I love it. It's the best thing I've ever heard of. It's awesome. And then somebody talked to him and he's like, well, I'm not so sure because I don't know. I hate this. And then then Lamar Alexander's like, I just talked to the president. He says he's all in. Yeah. It's a temporary fix. We know, but blah, blah, blah. And then, but he's incapable of nuance. Like he's incapable of saying, look, I know that this is we just want this temporarily so that people's prices don't go up. We can do this, but we want to get the fuck rid of this black care. I mean, Obamacare.
You don't like black care.
And we know this is just temporary. He's incapable of saying that.
He doesn't know anything.
So whoever talked to him last,
yes,
he loves it and is blowing DNA all over it, or it's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
That
I hate
so
it.
Fucked up. Whoever gets to him last, that's who he sides with. Probably because that's what he remembers.
6 hours ago, you know? I'm supportive of Lamar as a person.
Oh, what the fuck does that mean?
And also Thank of you. The process.
Oh, good for you. Congrats. Great.
But I can never support bailing out insurance companies who've made a fortune with OCARE.
Did he really say I support Lamar as
a person?
I am
supportive of Lamar as a person.
Meaning if he wasn't supportive, he would then what? What would that mean?
I understand he manscapes perfectly.
Oh, does he really?
Oh, yes.
God. You think Trump has that done at the... tan professionally done?
He's suggesting someone has to trim his pubes.
Yeah.
Blah!
I don't know what he...
Oh, Congressional Medal of Honor
God
for that.
Damn. Oh, really?
Then the tax code is a burden on American taxpayers and job, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's pretending to care about California.
Oh, yes.
Our hearts are with, we found someone that has a heart, and they are totally with all those affected by the wildfires in California. God bless our brave first responders and FEMA team. We support you.
Right. What about the 3 million Mexican people that voted illegally in that state? Are you still mad at them?
Oh, yeah, I want them out.
And also, Schittler, if indeed there were 3 million people that voted illegally, and you really think they did, wouldn't that be the first order of business is figuring that the fuck out so it doesn't happen again? I mean, really, honestly.
Oh, my God. An hour ago, at NFL, too much talk, not enough action. Stand for the national anthem.
Too much talk,
fuck
not
you.
Enough action.
Fuck you.
Wait, I'm serious. Is that
shit.
An Elvis song, too much talk, not enough action?
I don't know.
Like an Elvis song.
What a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, he's a dickhead.
Speaking of.
Yes.
We've got the trio of twunts in the morning.
The twunt trio.
Over at Fox and Friends, Steve Doocy. Look at the fetching pink tie I'm wearing today.
Oh, God.
And Ainsley, if you shift your leg just a little bit, we may be able to see something really cool. And Kilmeade's over there going,
yeah, he's a zero.
How come Elbow Macaroni doesn't have an elbow?
How the fuck did Steve Doocy get all the personality in that trio?
Ooh.
I mean, really, it's fucked up. It's horrible.
So listen to Fox and Friends with their take on the story
of yes.
the shitbag in chief.
Right.
Disrespecting and just being utterly devoid of compassion when calling the widow
right.
of a brave soldier killed in action.
Okay.
This is Fox and Friends. We apologize.
This is framed by the fact that there's another story going on this morning. A Florida congresswoman by the name of Frederica Wilson says the widow of one of those Green Berets killed in Niger, U.S. Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson is his name, was told by the president during a phone call the soldier knew what he signed up for, but the president said, but I guess it still hurts. The president now is being slammed for being insensitive.
She said this.
Here's Ainsley Earhead, God. Who is now going.
She's going to explain.
Oh, sure.
Is she going to explain the universe to us?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Insensitive. She said this representative, this Democrat down in Florida, said she was in the car. I believe it was in the.
She had to make sure she let everyone know it was a Democrat.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody know this is a Democrat.
But the point is, what our president said was shitty. To the
Democrat down in Florida said she was in the car. I believe it was in the car, or she was listening on speakerphone
in Miami.
With the wife down in Miami, and she said that the president was insensitive when he called to say, "I'm sorry, your husband died fighting for our country," and she said he framed it wrong. He said that comment. She was really offended by it. My response to this was, the president of the United States of America called to say thank you for your service. I'm sorry for your sacrifice. That in and of itself is extremely special that the president.
You should be grateful, you bitch,
that
he took the time to call you, you ungrateful.
Oh, that is unreal.
What automatons.
Son, right?
They're automatons. They're utterly devoid of empathy, of caring, of any ability to have any kind of emotions for their fellow human beings.
I'm speechless. That is nuts.
Horrific.
Listen,
my take on it.
That should be good enough.
My take on it is that, well, look, the president called you.
I mean, I think that makes it worse that he's the president, because I think you're grieving. I can't imagine what this woman's going through. You get the call from your president. You probably feel, maybe you feel better. The president's talking to me. And then he says this shitty. I mean, that's gotta hurt. It makes it worse.
Right. I can't remember his name. And says, well, you know, he knew what he was getting into.
And you're reliving it over and over again in the fucking news. And this asshole on Fox is like dragging your name through the mud. She didn't do that. But, you know, she is, though. She's making light of your horrific situation.
Yeah.
This person on Fox.
My response to this was, the president of the United States of America called to say thank you for your service. I'm sorry for your sacrifice. That in and of itself is extremely special that the president of the United States picked up the phone to call these families.
Also, listen, this is one representative's opinion about what she thought the tone was and how it was being portrayed.
Here's Kilmeade. Pardon me while I try to cover every wrinkle on Don's orange sack with my tongue.
Why are we not believing the representative? Because she's a Democrat?
Oh, and
I mean,
she's an African-American right. Democrat, Ryan.
But like, why not even I never understand these GOP fuckers. Why don't you just even consider that she's telling the truth? It's like they're not even considering.
Because
why would she lie?
Because their great leader.
Right.
Would never lie.
Right.
Listen to the bootlicking from Kilmeade is almost nauseating.
I mean, I expect Ainsley Earhart to say something like, well, at least he didn't grab her pussy.
Let me play the rest of the clip. You don't know. It might come from Ducey.
Oh, yes.
Opinion about what she thought the tone was and how it was being portrayed by the president to the slain soldier's family. Who are you to sit there and say, I am offended by the way the president's...
Who are you to say, I'm offended by something the president said? Who the fuck are you to tell anybody?
You're a fucking talking head on Fox.
Who are you to take offense to something the president said? How?
This is...
terrifying is that.
This is this person's representative in government, right? Who's looking out for her, right? I mean,
and regardless, Who are you to take offense by something the president says?
I'm a citizen of the fucking country.
Right. Right. These bootlicking, simpering, authoritarian fascist fucks are
it's disgusting.
Make me ill. Make me almost physically ill.
Right.
This kill me.
Oh, I know. I was about to
How
say,
dare you question
who are
the
you?
President?
We elected you. Well, we didn't. We didn't elect the president.
The country didn't elect the president.
No, not
the
at
Electoral
all.
College elected the
Our
president.
Our system did, and
the Russians.
Putin. Well, his little
on the president's tone to this family. If this family wants to speak out, I get it. But for her to scramble and call CNN into this story and make herself this major event is, to me,
nothing. Let's blame the whistleblower. Let's blame
you.
The messenger.
Right. Of course. I mean, that's this is so shitty. I mean, you know, it really, the crazy thing is the easy thing if you were covering this. What would make most sense is just say, wow, that was a crappy thing the president said, and then let the president explain it. Why are they breaking their dicks to explain Donald Trump?
It's Fox.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
That's his channel.
But good God, I mean, listen to how hard they're working to explain his nonsense. I mean, you know,
it's
insane.
It's crazy. And people are, and the old white pubes that are watching this
yes.
are going to be eating it up. That's it. Oh, my God. Oh, look at that horrible Negress down in Florida, that Democrat who went after the president, and they lied about what he said. He gave his time, Ryan, his valuable time, to call that ungrateful widow.
Right.
And how dare she question him?
Her husband's dead. He doesn't have any more time. He gave all of his time. He gave his fucking life.
Subhumans on Fox and Friends. They're prove to me you're human.
Right.
I want to see a certificate.
And if you're not human, if you're a fucking love bot or a droid, I mean, look, we're sending you back to the factory. You need to be tweaked. We can do better.
Yeah. Why do you have to make him talk?
Yeah. Or why do you have to make him so? Why do you have to make him shitty? How about this?
Right.
Make him nice and empathetic and things like that.
Oh, well, yeah, right. It's Fox.
Story and make herself this major event is inappropriate.
Well, the key is we have not heard from the family itself. We have simply.
We now have.
Yes.
Let's see if that gets covered.
Right.
The mother, who was also in the car,
yes.
said, I agree with everything that the representative said. Her depiction of what went on.
Because really, I mean, if you think about the story, that person's opinion is kind of the only one that matters. That's the only opinion
right.
that matters.
Right. So now we've heard.
Right. So now what?
And now they're going to pivot and say, well, I can't believe that they're making this political.
Yeah. They're going to demonize. Oh, they're going to demonize that
they
woman.
They got to be careful.
Do they?
Well, she is black. She probably is black, so they won't have a hard time.
Trump demonized that Gold Star family.
Muslims.
At the RNC, right?
Muslims.
Yeah.
There's that one Republican fuckwad out there who gave a shit about him demonizing that Gold Star family because they're Muslims. That's how low these people are.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing. Listen, it's kind of nothing to be said about Trump. He's a Kraken. He's a Kraken.
Yeah, and
at
there's
best,
a lot of mini Krakens out
yeah.
there.
At best, he can't do his job. He's can't govern. He's ineffective. He's a limp dick as president. At worst,
there's nothing wrong there.
Right. At worst,
the
he's
matter
lecherous.
That Marco said.
He cheats. He's lying. He's treasonous. You know what I mean?
I've got the fire of human liberty. Human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. Humans on everyone everywhere.
People like that are voting for him.
It's a nightmare. There's nothing good about Donald Trump. There's nothing we're going to learn about Donald Trump. It's going to be like, oh,
aside from
what a
occasionally
great guy.
Humiliating and shitting on another heinous Republican. That's
yeah, right.
kind of fun. But other than that,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We heard from a Democratic right. congresswoman who says the president was right. insensitive in his
And it's okay if we don't hear from the family. We're not expecting to hear from the family. They're grieving right now.
Sure.
But out of all the things you want to complain about the president, this is not something you should be complaining about, in my opinion, because he called the family to say, I'm really sorry. Thank you for your sacrifice.
He was shamed 2 weeks after into calling the family, and he threw an audible because he was asked that at that that hostage video with Mitch McConnell.
Oh, yes.
And
God, what a joke.
And it was like, oh, I totally wrote a whole bunch of letters over the weekend. Oh, they probably didn't get sent yet.
Right.
How do you like that? I wrote them over the weekend. Why aren't they gone?
Yeah, why didn't you send them? What the fuck are you waiting on? Maybe they don't have a stamp.
I want to have somebody read them.
I'm going to get one of my Nazi advisors
seriously,
to proofread my letter.
I wrote the letters over the weekend. They're going to go out sometime soon, which means we're going to write. I want somebody writing those letters tonight.
And do we really, you know, what actually happened when the soldiers died? In Niger, what was going on?
There was an ambush by, I think, Al-Qaeda that nobody was expecting. They weren't even, I think it was like a not an unroutine patrol or something or whatever, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the whole story even.
I mean, God, Matt, do I even need to say it? Do we even, you know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm going to say? What if this was Hillary?
Oh, there'd be 4 hours of Fox and Friends in the morning.
Oh, yeah. She's the worst. Yeah. She's a traitor, Benghazi.
I can't believe she said that to that poor grieving widow. What a heartless woman. How more detached can you get?
Right. The thing is, she was elected. If she were president and this happened, she probably would have done everything right. She wouldn't have fucked up the fucking call. I can guarantee you she would have known who the fuck she was talking to, but she would have been raked over the fucking coals for this.
Each of the presidents, after Trump came out with his bullshit, about his lie saying that Obama, I don't think he called anybody. I don't think he ever called anybody.
Right. I don't think he called anybody.
I heard that. I don't know. I was given that information.
Right. There's no responsibility. He doesn't own anything. Dude, you're the president.
Well,
if somebody hands you something and then you read it to the American people, that information or whatever you're doing, isn't that on him now? Doesn't he own that? I mean, if he's not responsible for the words out of his fucking mouth, then what the fuck is he responsible for?
Making America great again.
Okay. I forgot. I keep forgetting that.
And being rich.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
There you go.
Of course. It's the only honest thing he said.
Right. That's kind of a conundrum.
That's nuts.
So there you go. That's Fox and Fiends. Really.
Disgusting,
a 1-2
guys.
Punch of Ainsley Earhart saying, well, you know, basically, I'm going to translate it. Listen, bitch, you should be happy he called you at all. You
he
ungrateful.
You,
you ungrateful grieving widow.
Does Ainsley,
and then fucking Deuce or Kilmeade makes it all about the representative that is rightfully calling him out about this.
A Democrat. I mean, does Ainsley not have a, does she have a husband or a partner or family members? I mean, what if she lost a family member and something? I mean, can she imagine how she would feel? And yeah, the president called you, but that person's dead. That person's not coming back. I mean, I don't know.
Right?
Damn.
I mean, there's no explaining.
They must be, Fox and Friends, they must be hopped up on lithium or something. They got to be on some pharmaceuticals.
And then there, you know, he also brought John Kelly's son into it.
Oh my God. That was bizarre.
Threw John Kelly under the bus. And when Sarah Huckabee was asked today about that, she tried to blame Democrats
for politicizing it
when Donald Trump is the one that brought up the name. I don't know. Ask John Kelly if he got a call from Obama.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. When Trump said that, when he brought up John Kelly, he was then, in fact, politicizing it, right? Kind of.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was just fucked up. It's just a fucked up thing to say. Does he have a day? Does Trump, maybe Trump should set like goals like just have a day where you don't say anything like really fucked up. A simple goal. Don't say anything fucked up.
Right.
Don't say anything, maybe. Probably better.
Well, I don't understand this at all. Over at CNN, it says, gold star father, Trump's words are misconstrued. So this is a supporter of Trump.
Yes.
Who's a gold star father. And you know, we're sorry for your loss. Thanks for
right.
your son's service. He was interviewed on CNN and he said, Craig Gross is his name, said Trump. Well, Trump's words are basically being taken and misconstrued. President Trump is doing a lot of good things as far as Gold Star families are concerned. I believe that if you interviewed him personally one-on-one, you would find that he's very, very empathetic and very compassionate, not only towards Gold Star families, but also in regards to active duty. He doesn't know.
Right. He doesn't know.
He wasn't there. I don't know. I don't think there's a tape of it. So him saying, well, they're taking the president's words out of context.
But you know what? I mean, it's so insane when he says shit like this. It's so fucking crazy that on some level, it is hard to believe somebody who's president would say anything like this.
But
so I get where the guy's coming from.
But
maybe.
The complete, utter opposite, like, hard to believe, hard to not believe
right,
that Trump would say this.
There's no way. He either says the wrong thing or he sounds fucking bizarre. That's it. Those are your choices.
Trump then told reporters later at the White House, I didn't say what that congresswoman said. Didn't say it at all. She knows it. And now she's not saying it anymore.
Oh.
Which she is.
Right.
Then the mother came out and said, I was there. I heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
She's right.
But isn't Trump saying, well, I didn't say that. Mother to make her statement again.
I wonder if I have that audio. Did you hear him? I mean, he's threatening. He's threatening this Democrat
God.
By saying, well, she hasn't said it again. Let her say it again. And they're like, well, what's your response to it? Let her say it again and you'll see. Let her say it again and you'll see.
Can we just say this is the most fucked up presidential call to offer condolences in the history of the fucking planet? How could this have gone more wrong for him? I mean, God. He's threatening
somebody.
He's
the poster child of everything that's wrong with America.
Right.
Really?
Insensitive.
Rich one percenter.
Right.
Who is entitled, who is failed his entire life upward.
Yes.
Because of a system put together to support shitbags like him and the crotch spawn that he has produced and their crotch spawn. To preserve the royalty that we have,
yes.
Thanks to capitalism, insane capitalism,
you know,
out of control, unfettered.
That makes so much sense. It's just, even all that, how the fuck is he so insensitive? How?
Well, he's a special case.
He's a special
right.
case. That is the most accurate statement about Trump ever. He is a special fucking case, that's for sure. Oh,
I mean, we've had people like this, I'm sure, in the White House before, and many of them are running things. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But nobody is as stupid.
He's so upfront about it.
And obviously as mentally ill as him.
Yeah, he's
and
fucked up.
Utterly devoid of any capability to be president of the United States. Shame on Republicans, seriously.
Absolutely.
Shame on you for voting for him. I'm not going to stop that.
And he thinks most people are like him.
Well, no, he thinks he's better than everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nobody like him. In fact, he was. I saw a story the other
day
special. That his friends, some of the friends that have known him, which I want these people to come forward and admit they're friends of his.
Oh, yeah.
What wonderful pillars of the community those people must be that are his friends.
You're right.
But they're saying that they interviewed said he's angry. He's livid.
Yes.
That people don't realize how great he is.
Holy shit.
And then if everybody just listened to him, if Congress rolled over and did everything
Ooh,
he
yes.
told them to.
Power bottom.
The world would be perfect.
But hasn't the world had ample opportunity to listen to him? I mean, he ran for president during the campaign. He spoke every chance he got. I mean, he's been president
well, he's
now
got
for
nothing
how many
to
days?
Back it up. That's the
oh, yeah.
problem. Ask him about one policy issue.
Right.
Ask him about a detail.
Yes.
On one policy issue.
He doesn't.
We have a great health care bill. Well, what do you feel about the exchanges? Is this part of this? Listen, we're going to get great health care for everybody.
Fabulous.
Everybody's going to have affordable health care. He knows nothing.
He doesn't know anything.
He knows nothing.
Oh, God.
And great job, Republicans.
Yeah, and listen, he's not studying. He made that big show about if he was elected, no more golf. I'm not going to golf. I love working. I love working so much. But you know, every week or so, generally on Saturday, I like to put up a golf update, just a little note on Facebook.com/crabdiving. Hey, just a little graph that shows how many times he's been golfing, how much money we've spent, the taxpayers have spent taking him golfing. Essentially, you know.
Here he is, I think.
Oh yeah.
Didn't say what that congresswoman said. Didn't say it at all. She knows it, and she now is not saying it. I did not say what she said, and I'd like her to make the statement again because I did not say what she said. I had a very nice conversation with the woman, with the wife, who is sounded like a lovely woman. Did not say what.
What the fuck is wrong?
Don't you think you'd think of the name again? You would say, please somebody tell me the name so I don't say, I had a lovely conversation with the woman.
And how do you feel, I mean, if it was a guy, he wouldn't say, I had a conversation. We might say lovely man. He might say it. Who knows?
I had a conversation with the woman.
Yeah. Lovely, by the way. Very pretty. What the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy?
With the woman, with the wife, who is sounded like a lovely woman, did not say what the congresswoman said, and most people aren't too surprised to hear that.
What was the move, Mr.
President? Let her make her statement again, and then you'll find out.
That you said this.
Okay, let her make her statement again, and then you'll find out.
Good Lord. You know what it reminds me of?
She's saying that you said this. Yeah. She's responding that she's doubling down. Let her make her statement again, and we'll find out.
But you know she's not lying. There's just no way. So what's the end game? There's no recording of it. It's just going to be his word.
He says, I want to see his proof. Now, they're going to ask, well, what's the proof? And he'll say, oh, you'll see that in due time.
Well, I want to know who was in the room when he made the phone call. Who heard him say that?
Well, they didn't. They're doing a really great job of not denying that he said that.
Okay. How do they? But he's denying it.
But well, it's him. But right. the words, they're being real careful. Sarah Huckabee was being real careful to not say that he didn't say those words. She's just saying that it was misconstrued or taken wrong or whatever.
I tell you what. What do you think? I mean, how hot must Sarah Huckabee make the water when she showers off at the end of the day? I mean, God, those press conferences she gives. I mean, those are vile.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Have a good time to the people of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Have a good time.
Yeah. You're bizarre.
And we're supposed to believe him?
Right.
We're supposed to believe him. I didn't say that.
Motherfucker, either you're lying. No, you're lying. You're lying and you're bizarre. It's just bizarre. It's a bizarre thing to say that. He knew what he was getting into.
Right.
It's pointless. The other thing is like that phrase has no, there's no point to saying that anyway. Why would you say that to a grieving widow?
Right.
He must be, he's got something fucking wrong with him. It's not just asshole-itis. He's an asshole. That's true.
I agree.
But there's something else because he's special. I mean, there's something special up with him, man.
Good news?
Yes.
Ready for good news?
Oh, wait. Is it Mueller's report? Do we have the pee-pee tape?
No, that would be really good news. The
right.
This is, again.
Right.
Good news would be, hey, we're getting single-payer health care.
That's right.
But in the Trumpian GOP era.
Right. We're not getting good fucked
news
as
is,
hard.
Good news is, yeah, they're not killing us all right now.
Oh, perfect. God, look at that fucking pink car out there. Isn't that bizarre? Did you see that?
A two-tone Jesus, pink car.
What the fuck?
That's the second pink car I've seen today, oddly
what is
enough.
Up with, anyway?
This is out of the sovereign, wonderful republic of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Shit, I'm sorry.
No.
I play it again. I love that clip.
Don't mess with Texas.
He's so like.
Please clap.
Well, fuck. I just.
You can hear both.
Please clap.
Governor Greg Abbott.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. A real dangler.
Can I ask you something? Greg Abbott was Rick Perry's buddy that had the deal with the, oh, God, the vaccinations, right?
Yeah, that was odd.
But that was Greg Abbott?
I don't know if that was Greg Abbott. Okay. I don't know the whole story about the, you're talking about the, is it the HPV virus or something like that?
Rick Perry made a rule
that
every school kid's got to get this HPV vaccination.
Every girl
has to get this
vaccination.
And then it turns out it was one of his buddies, you know, giving him a contract for all these shots. So fucked up.
This is a decision.
Yes.
That you remember that, Greg Abbott had decided that the Texas Capitol, as long as he was there, they were not going to have an atheist display.
Oh, okay.
Fuck your Constitution.
Right.
Fuck
sure.
your Supreme Court decisions. I'm the governor of Texas. I don't have to do what you want.
You science types.
Well, federal judge has ruled against Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Bam!
U.S. District Judge Sam Sparks.
Sammy. Sam Sparks.
Ruled on Friday that Abbott, quote, violated the plaintiff's clearly established First Amendment right to be free from viewpoint discrimination.
Violation.
In a limited public forum.
Awesome. That's right, motherfucker.
2015, the heroes over at the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
Go over there, donate.
Hell yeah.
By the way, they're a nonprofit.
Yeah, keep your God
and
shit.
And they're doing a lot of good shit.
Right.
Making sure that we're keeping the crucifixes from our rectums.
Yes, we're not the Taliban.
The
yet
Freedom From Religion Foundation placed a winter solstice display.
Oh, awesome.
In the basement of the Capitol because we can.
And also,
if you're going to have a Christian one there, if you're going to have a nativity scene, equal time, bitches.
Right. And by the way, what's nicer? Be honest. What's nicer? Jesus dying on the cross, a nativity scene, or a winter solstice?
Well, the nativity seems a little more pleasant than
a little more pleasant
than a Roman torture device. Yeah.
Hey, we've got a really thin dude with long hair bleeding to death with a crown of thorns on his head. But Merry Easter, what the fuck ever.
Who apparently,
have a good time.
Who apparently does a lot of Pilates.
Oh, yeah. He's in great shape. Shame they nailed him up. Jeez.
The exhibit featured a cardboard cutout of the nation's founding fathers
right.
and the Statue of Liberty looking down at the Bill of Rights in a manger.
No. What? Wait a second. What is that? Why is the Bill of Rights?
Well, there's a little bit of mocking there, but they're putting up their own secular display.
That's funny. I love it.
Their own manger.
Right. We got a Bill of Rights in there. That's
the founding fathers looking down into the manger at the Bill of Rights.
Our Jesus is the Bill of Rights.
Kind of.
It's more real than Jesus.
Right. Less blood, not
right.
tacking it up on a piece of wood.
I mean, your savior is, I mean, I don't mean to make it about race, but a white guy born in the middle of fucking Africa.
Brownish, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Northern Africa.
Okay, but still, white as fuck? I don't know, you know.
Well, the depictions are white as fuck.
Yes, but
I like Swedish Jesus, like the blonde-haired, blue-eyed ones. Those are the ones that really crack me the fuck up.
How are you going to walk around in Africa just a diaper, no shirt, carrying a cross? You're not going to get fucking sunburned? Please. Right. I don't know. Who knows?
And then you can't even jump in the lake and get wet.
Oh, yeah, because you walk on water.
Damn it.
Oh, right. Oh, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm busy cutting up a fish. Yeah,
Jesus is trying to take a bath.
Bread. Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Shit keeps turning into wine.
Hopefully I can turn that off. Yeah.
I can't condition my hair.
So I guess when John the Baptist was baptizing him, he was just slamming his head into the water.
I can't. Seem
Jesus, turn it off.
You.
Turn it off for a second.
I can't turn it off, Johnny. It's who I am, bitch.
The Abbott ordered the removal.
Yes.
Calling it a juvenile parody.
Fuck you.
and wrote that, quote, the Constitution does not require Texas to allow displays in its capital that violate general standards of decency.
Ooh, yes. Violate.
How is that indecent?
I have no fucking
How are
idea.
Our founding fathers looking down at right. a manger with the Bill of Rights in it?
Well, were there titties?
No.
Okay, I don't know then. I have no idea.
They're intentionally disrespecting the beliefs and values of many of our fellow Texans. No, you're intentionally disrespecting the right. beliefs and values many of your fellow Texans by shoving Christianity up their asses.
Shove it. Right. It's totally. And you're the governor, dude. You're the fucking governor and you're on the wrong side of this.
He took the action as his role as chairman of the State Preservation Board,
okay.
the body tasked with preserving and maintaining the grounds of the Texas Capitol and surrounding landmarks. The board had previously approved a display.
Okay.
But the governor said, ripped it down. Take it down.
What the fuck?
The governor, according to the Texas Tribune here, says could not be immediately reached for comment on the decision. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation said, we'd rather keep divisive religious and irreligious views out of state capitals, but if the government creates public forums and permits Christian nativities in them, there must be room at the inn for the rest of us.
Bam! Of course.
But that first course. Sentence is the key.
Right.
We'd rather keep divisive religious and irreligious views out of state capitals. We don't want to have to put the founding fathers looking down at the manger with the Bill of Rights in it. We don't want to have upside down big dick Jesus.
All right. We don't
that
want
one
that
art installation with the crucifix upside down and Jesus holding a dildo.
Big cock.
It was holding dildos.
Right, right.
That's dildo hilarious. Jesus.
Yeah. I like that. We might want that, but you're trying to, it's the business estate, right? Instead of the Ten Commandments, maybe you want to put a copy machine there. Maybe you want a water fountain, maybe a filing cabinet for shit that you might need to refer to every now and then. I mean,
put a bird bath.
Yeah.
Let people look at the lovely little birds.
That might be nice. No. Instead, let's have them look at a guy bleeding to death.
Well, nobody puts a crucifix there, but I mean the like the Ten Commandments and shit like
right,
that.
Right, right.
It's hard. It's really they're having a hard enough time convincing that the Ten Commandments are only historical.
Dude, I now this is a private building, so you can there's no problem. You can have the Ten Commandments, I guess, wherever you want, as long as it's not.
Yeah.
But there was when I drove across country with my youngest brother when he moved out to L.A.
We got stuck in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. And at one point we found ourselves in the lobby of a Hilton or something in the middle of fucking nowhere in Texas. And they had,
Hilton?
Yeah.
That's when you got out of Iran.
Best.
That's when you escaped Iran.
Right. Well, we escaped Iran into a hotel where
Iran, Texas, by the way, is the name of the...
Iran.
Two A's. Iran.
Yeah. And I'd rather go to Iran. in the lobby of this fucking hotel. A fucking Ten Commandments statue. Had to have been 10 feet tall.
In the hotel?
Why? Who wants that? What am I... I'm on vacation, dude. I'm trying to have a good time.
That's creepy.
Why are you reminding me not to covet? To kill?
That was not a Hilton.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Couldn't have been a national chain because there's no way... That a national chain would abide that, don't think, unless it was like a...
And also, there's no way there was a Hilton where I was. It was the best, fucking Best Western or something. Come here, boy! I'm gonna sodomize you right in front of the Ten Commandments. You're gonna like it.
We bend over and say thank you.
So there you go. Bad news for the mullahs.
Oh, yeah.
The Christo mullahs of Texas.
Aren't they running a state? How does Greg Abbott have time for this horse shit?
Oh, well, this is his bread and butter.
It's Jesus, dummy.
Yeah, and this fires up their dummies.
Ooh.
He'll be talking about this now.
How depressing.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah, right. He's a hero.
So that was our little bit of good news.
Oh, okay.
Which, again, is... these
negligible.
Days, it just means we've stopped something horrible Republicans are trying to do.
Right.
Did you see that there's a Well, this is, oh, no, this is good news. This is also amazing news.
Yes.
This is Louisiana,
fuck you.
I believe. Oh, my God, it's even worse. It's Mississippi.
Okay. Coast. That has a coast. Mississippi has a coastline. Just so the, we're all on the same fucking page.
he'll never listen again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The Mississippi Elementary School.
Fuck you.
Jefferson Davis Elementary.
Oh, yeah. Jefferson Davis. You know, they should change the name to Jefferson Starship.
In Jackson, Mississippi.
Eat my dick.
After the result of months-long effort by parents.
Okay.
To get rid of that fucking name.
Right.
They have now decided, the Parent Teacher Association, they've come up with a new name for the school.
Perfect.
More fitting, they say. The new school's name will now reflect a person who fully represents ideals and public stances consistent with what we want our children to believe about themselves.
Okay.
The new name of the school taking effect next school year.
Yes.
Is Barack Obama.
Bam!
School.
I love it. That's fucking awesome.
Barack Obama Elementary.
Right.
In Mississippi.
That is fucking badass.
Amazing.
That's badass.
So there you go. Congratulations. Right. I had to read it a couple of times to make sure I was reading Mississippi.
Right. Now, to be fair, how many Donald Trump elementary schools are we going to see?
0.0. The same amount of Nixon ones we see.
Yeah. But it's more, you know what's more insane? That there was a school named after Jefferson Davis.
Well,
it
right.
would be less sane.
An actual,
I mean,
leader of an army against our country.
He seceded. He was, right?
Yeah.
He fought for slavery.
Yes.
For slavery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, now you got to remind people in the South, was bad. Slavery was very fucking bad. Extremely bad. Hugely bad.
We'll get to this later. The insurance company sends a letter to 9-month-old boy explaining he's too expensive to keep alive.
Okay.
There you go.
God damn. Jeez.
It's funny they talk about those death panels and how is capitalism
not a death panel
in healthcare by definition, not death panels?
I don't know.
Because if you have to question the cost of something that
right.
someone needs to stay alive,
it's nuts.
Then there's a problem there.
It's fucking nuts.
Let's shame the insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
What's this company? HIP Health Plan of New York.
The fuck is that?
So fuck
bunch
them.
Of shit bags. Fuck you. You listen to hey H. What's the name?
HIP Health Plan. Now, fortunately, this kid is going to get treatment because he's at St. Jude's, and St. Jude's doesn't have anybody pay for anything.
Oh, okay.
St. Jude's is that one that was, wasn't that Danny Thomas that started that one, and it was the children's hospital, and that he...
Is that the Wendy's
It's all
guy?
Run by... No, the form back in the day, he was a comedian and a performer.
Oh,
Marlo
shit.
Thomas's dad.
Oh, okay.
Who nobody knows.
Right, right.
That girl. Look it up. For your today's history lesson.
Dave Thomas is the Wendy's guy.
Yes.
Didn't do shit. I mean, I don't know what he did. He didn't do anything with St. Jude's, though, right?
But this kid has, like, some aggressive brain tumor that they got it out, but then some of the cancer came back, and they've got this protocol now where they're going to put him on really to save his life. And one of the drugs in the combination is an experimental.
Okay.
And the company is like, well, it's experimental, so we're, you know, it's just too expensive.
God damn.
No, it's going to happen anyway.
Right. But still.
But here's what you've got. Here's an example of your death panels.
Well, and also, they send that letter off, and, you know, it's stressful. God, it's stressful. People are sick. That doesn't help, you know?
They said it was not medically necessary.
Is it So they're saying it's not medically necessary to be alive.
Because it hasn't been proven that it's an effective drug. It's in right. trials.
Yes.
That it's not medically necessary.
But if it's in trials.
Even though it might work. Yeah. And keep him alive.
Well, why? Listen, let him try the drug out. It might help your company to develop the fucking drug, you dickhead.
He's not eight cells mixed with cum in a womb anymore.
Right, right. Oh, that's true. He's not a fetus. Right. So please, sit right. and spin. Fuck off.
He's been born, so they don't give fuck all about
him. Hey, or what Donald Trump would say. He knew what he was getting into.
Sure. Yeah, by crawling out of that vagina without having a rich parent.
Right. You knew what you're getting into. What a fuckhead.
And that's where the Republicans are, if you're not rich.
Right. Fuck you. By the way, can we put you to death?
Where am I? I'm bouncing around. Oh, yeah. Your child is a 9-month-old boy who was diagnosed with a high-grade brain tumor. Your child was treated with surgical remover of this tumor, blah, blah, blah. Your child was discharged. You enrolled him in a clinical trial at St. Jude's Hospital. The principal investigator has requested medications including
a bunch of
methotrexate,
bam,
cisplatin,
yummy,
cyclophosphamide,
holy fucking shit,
vincristine,
well,
in
like
combination with an investigational medication, alisertib.
Wow.
This common medication is not the standard care for this type of cancer. It's considered experimental, investigational at this time. And evidence-based guidelines do not exist to confirm its effectiveness.
God.
Therefore, this request for clinical trial treatment at St. Jude's Hospital is not medically necessary and is denied.
Oh, my God.
So now if that kid weren't at a facility that is
right.
where people donate millions and millions of dollars to help kids like this.
Yeah. He's dying.
Sorry.
He's going to die.
Sorry, your parents aren't rich enough, kid.
A child.
Yep.
In America.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can't do the right thing for kids, then, well, what am I talking about? Sandy Hook. They didn't do anything for fucking gun control. A pile of dead kids. Nobody cares. You're right. The Republicans don't give a shit about anything except abortion, the Second Amendment, and, you know, rich white people.
And then again, all these rich assholes who are pearl clutching about abortions. If the black pool guy knocked up their teenage or their college age daughter.
Hell yeah. Abort efficiency all around, baby.
Sure.
Order me two.
She's going on vacation for about 6 weeks.
Right. Make sure you get all of it. Who gives a fuck?
Such a gross time we live in.
It's so dumb.
Right now.
You know,
look at Maude Gonne tweeting something from Marlo Thomas and friends.
Oh, shit. What did she say?
Marlo Thomas was awesome.
Right.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, by the way. God, it's going fast. We only got like 20 minutes left here on the big show. Don't forget, we're back tomorrow.
That's right.
2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, and iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.fucking.com.
And then the day after tomorrow is dot fucking com. The internet's changed. Wow. Is Faithless Friday, day after tomorrow.
It is.
That's right.
No more making fun of Jim Baker, though.
Oh, God.
Because... We're all going to regret making fun of Jim Baker. Remember that one from yesterday?
We're all going to burn in hell. All his detractors are going to roast in Hades. Yeah.
You'll rue the day you laughed at baby.
What did he
Nobody's putting baby in a corner.
Oh, man. He probably loved that movie.
God, I guess let's listen to this one just for a couple of minutes before our heads explode. This is Breitbart Radio.
Oh, my God.
This is Breitbart Radio.
By the way, can I just say one thing? This one guy I worked with, it's Six Flags Over Georgia in the all-new Kazoo Review.
The new Kazoo Review, yeah.
That's right. He played Bugs Bunny. He found me on Facebook, and I'm so glad.
You were Daffy Duck just to...
Yes. I actually was...
Crow about your accomplishments.
Thank you very much. I actually was a perfect height to be all three. I was versatile. Daffy, Sylvester, or Bugs.
Oh, you were... Try.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what's great? I connected with this guy on Facebook after all these fucking years, and it's so nice. Because now in my timeline, I get to see all the stupid fucking Breitbart articles he posts.
Oh,
and all the
bitching
about virtue signaling and all this other shit. Identity politics. Suck my dick, Bugs Bunny. You suck.
Well, here you go. in regards to the ongoing Weinstein bullshittery and just
God,
millions and millions of women in America saying, well, duh.
Yeah.
And it's about fucking time. And some of them thinking, like Oprah said, she thinks this might be a pivotal moment.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Right.
But she's hoping it's a pivotal moment and that all these guys are going to come crashing down.
Ugh. Fucking Weinstein. What a monster.
But listen to the butt hurt, tiny penis, little BB bald, insecure little boys over at Breitbart.
Microcephalus.
Talking about microcephalus.
Microcephalus is the disease the guy in Beetlejuice had.
Yes.
Okay.
The talking about the hashtag Me Too.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Where women were
absolutely
saying Me Too. Happened to me too.
Yeah. Spreads awareness about this crap. It's important.
Here is host Alex Marlowe.
Oh God.
And I don't know, some load named John Nolte.
So it's two white guys talking to us about feminism.
But just listen to these guys. Yeah. Ooh. I mean, this is a little sample of Breitbart.
Yes. So you're saying, so the story is they're setting up a sexual harassment task force. And again, this is the sort of stuff where if they really cared about this stuff, you do it during peacetime. You don't do this in reaction to a million people coming forward.
It's too soon to talk about it now. Don't do it now after this Weinstein stuff. You know, wait until things die down.
Just listening to these two guys talk, they are idiots. They sound so fucking stupid.
Yeah, tiki torch wavers.
Yeah. In peacetime.
During peacetime, you don't do this in reaction to a million people coming forward. They never really care. This is what's known as a CYA measure. But it's an internal audit, which means they can either come back and say nothing's happened. They'll have a chance to whitewash it before they release any findings. It does seem like it's signaling we take the issue seriously without actually guaranteeing that anything will be done.
Right.
Jeez. Nothing will be done. I'll just say it right now. Nothing will be done. No names will be named. Nothing will be done. A lot of money will be thrown at people. A lot of virtue signaling will be
done. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Virtue signaling.
Okay. So virtue signaling means that I show empathy towards someone who's being oppressed, hurt, you know, bullied.
Only for the reason of saying, look at me. I'm being cool.
But because this guy's such a fucking bag of shit, he can't imagine anybody would have feelings or show real empathy. That's out of his realm of possibilities, right?
Oh, right.
He's just a dick.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a dickhead. Everybody else is a dickhead.
Yeah, nobody's altruistic.
Oh, yes.
That doesn't exist. Everybody's only doing it to look good for themselves.
Everybody's a big sexist fucking dickbag just like me. That's what he's saying.
Nothing will be done. A lot of money will be thrown at people. A lot of virtue signaling will be done. A lot of it will be to further politics, to further the left wing agenda of so-called multiculturalism and diversity. The issue.
Fuck?
What's so funny?
So-called.
What is his point? What I mean, a lot of money thrown at people. Oh, you mean people whose careers were ruined by Harvey Weinstein? They shouldn't be able to sue that motherfucker? That rich fat cat, man, fuck that. Fuck these guys.
There's more women running Hollywood now than ever before. And this problem is still there. So the answer is not more women.
There's like three women. They got three of them. Look at how diverse Trump's cabinet is. Look, there's a vagina and there's another one. And there's an Asian vagina.
The answer is not more women. God, these guys are dumb as shit. These are just dumb fucks.
Oh, yeah. So basically, they've got enough now, ungrateful women.
Right.
Ever before. And this problem is still there. So the answer is not more women in power. But it's all damage control. It's all BS. If these people cared, they'd call for an outside person to come in and investigate.
What does he mean?
Okay, so let's talk about this Me Too hashtag that really took a lot of the country by storm over the weekend. I admit, I didn't fully follow it. Tell me what the thing was and what came from it.
Now, listen to this guy twuntsplain to the rest of us.
Twuntsplain.
To everyone.
I love
what the hashtag Me Too really meant.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I admit, I didn't fully follow it. Tell me what the thing was and what came from it.
It was actress Alyssa Milano, you know, who did Who's the Boss and Charmed. And she came up with this idea, I guess a friend of hers gave it, that the tag is Me Too, M-E-T-O-O. And the idea is to say Me Too publicly and tell your story of sexual harassment. And it took off, and there's a number of name actresses using it and claiming that they, but again, it's like the AIDS ribbon. It's, you know, I feel very bad for these women, but it's.
But there it was. It's like the AIDS ribbon. I feel very bad for these women, but.
So wait. It's like I feel really bad for these people that have AIDS, but is that?
Well, it's virtue signaling.
Okay.
Wearing the AIDS ribbon is virtue signaling. You don't give a shit about those fuckers with AIDS. You just want to be cool and have an AIDS ribbon on so everybody thinks you're altruistic and kind.
Whoever this is, listen, Breitbart dickhead, you are stupid. That's true. You're a dumb fuck, but you are so fucked up.
John Nolte, yeah.
John Nolte, you are fucked up. Like, he needs...
But again, it's like the AIDS ribbon. It's, you know, I feel very bad for these women, but it's sort of becoming a status symbol.
What?
And unless you name names, and none of these women so far have named names, and I'm fine. If they want to say, listen, I talked to the police. You know, if they want to say that, I'm fine with that. Like America Ferrera, she should go to the police. She was raped as a 9-year-old. But no one's naming names is just sort of becoming, and maybe, you know, and it's probably good. I'm not saying it's not good. It's good. It probably feels good to know you're not alone.
Listen to him trying to cover what he just said.
Yeah,
I mean, it probably is good to feel like if you're not alone and stuff, dude. But.
Listen, what's his name? Nolte?
Nolte, yeah.
Hey, dickhead Nolte, when you go to sleep at night, you just know that you're a fucking asshole. And honestly, there's no hope for him. There is no hope for people like this guy. He is a dickhead.
It's like the AIDS ribbon, you know. I feel bad for these women, but it's sort of becoming a status symbol.
Oh, God. What?
Status
the
symbol.
Fuck.
Hashtag me too.
That's the most fucked up thing I'm going to hear all day.
Oh, well.
Like, that's pretty.
We still have 12 minutes left. Don't
Jesus
be.
Jesus, God. What did your parents do to you?
But that's the culture. That's the Breitbartian culture.
It's shitty.
That's wrong with this country.
It's shitty. It's
utterly devoid of compassion. Utterly devoid of empathy.
And then racism and sexism.
Well, yeah,
all that shit.
That depends on what sprinkles you want.
Are you saying like
it's
Breitbart
like, it's like
is
getting
just
a cone.
The shitty milieu?
Sure.
It's like a fucking shitty soft serve ice cream place and
yeah.
You can put all your shitty racist toppings
exactly.
On.
Whatever you want to put on there.
Be anti-Semitic. Here's some jelly beans.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Awful, awful people.
Nolte, you're a puke. You're just a puke bucket.
But I guess I'm virtue. All we do is virtue signal for 2 hours a day, Ryan.
Nolte, take my virtue signal and shove it up your asshole. How do you like that, you fuckface?
It's very funny.
God, I'm virtue. You virtue. I'm virtue signaling. So what?
Let's
eat a dick.
Let's get a little laugh here if we can out of this day.
All right.
Virtue.
You're virtue signaling.
This is Alex Jones.
Okay.
Always good for a laugh, no matter what horrible thing he's saying. He says it hilariously.
He is a showman.
Talking about the NFL, talking, and somehow he brings up Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
I don't have the precursor to this, but
right.
Here's a little clip of Alex Jones talking about the... He's talking about Megyn Kelly and her horrible ratings and everything, which he's gleeful about because remember, she came to interview him. He got all pissed off.
She said she wasn't going to.
She wasn't going to play the tapes of the behind the scenes stuff, and they did, and blah blah blah.
Right,
two vipers going at each other.
Because you know, if the situation were reversed, Alex Jones is playing all that.
Right. Oh, well, he did.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Secretly taped it too.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? Because he knew he was going to be edited.
Yeah.
So he taped everything and then put it out there. Her saying, oh, this isn't going to be a hit piece. Don't worry. And I'm not here to do that. And
right.
She did. She kind of fucked him, but he got her. Ultimately, he won because he had the tapes of her contradicting and her lickballing him.
Lickballing.
Ball licking.
Ball licking. He loves it, though.
That's my dyslexia.
No.
Here's Alex Jones.
Yummy.
Lick my somehow balls. He spins. He's going after Megyn Kelly, and the NFL takes some collateral damage here. That
nuts.
Makes no sense whatsoever either.
Yeah.
Because I want to. Well, here, all right, listen.
Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? The whole point is good old Megyn Kelly has crashed and burned, and the poor little sociopath narcissist didn't even know.
Poor little sociopath narcissist.
Crashed and burned. Yeah, he's nuts.
The point is good old Megyn Kelly has crashed and burned, and the poor little sociopath narcissist didn't even know that when she was here in our studios. So, Megyn Kelly, for myself and the rest of the American people, you're fired. And to the NFL and all the little trendy types that think they can look down their noses at us, we...
to the NFL and all the little trendy types...
That's Alex Jones refers to young people and millennials as trendy.
Oh, is that his?
Yes, absolutely.
That's his oeuvre.
NFL and all the little trendy types that think they can look down their noses at us. We are done with you. We want you out of our lives. Go away. Stop trying to sexualize our children. Stop trying to damage our culture.
About?
Stop trying to sexualize our children.
I thought he was talking about the NFL for a second. But
but
what does that have to do with sexualizing our children? Who is sexualizing?
I don't know. Is it the NFL? Is it the trendy types? Is it all of the above?
Hey, Alex, I don't want anybody's children sexualized. So tell us who the fuck that is, so we know, right?
With you, we want you out of our lives. Go away. Stop trying to sexualize our children. Stop trying to damage our culture and society because you're so twisted and so ugly and so fallen that misery loves company. And speaking of misery loving company, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the globalists and all the little games that they play,
you know what's funny?
And the different things that they engage in.
Speaking of all that, I've got some pills here for you guys.
Yeah.
Some cream. You rub it on your sack.
Am I here? It sounds like he turned a page.
No, he's looking through notes.
Oh, my. Speaking of, page turn. Oh, it's hilarious.
We now have the entire Russia investigation unraveling in a big way.
No, this is completely 180s.
Wow.
And he's gone. So from Megyn Kelly to the NFL
to
trendy types, and somebody in there is sexualizing our children.
Right. That's just outstandingly insane. I don't know how else to describe that. That is uniquely bonkers.
Oh, well, here you go. Here's a clip of Alex Jones.
Oh, awesome. He explains this, right? He explains how he connects the dots.
I'm not sure exactly where this video he's showing is coming from.
Yes.
But apparently at a kindergarten somewhere.
Right.
There was a drag queen in the classroom and reading a children's book to the children.
A drag queen?
In full regalia.
Okay.
I don't know the circumstances.
Sure.
There is a rainbow behind her.
She's
in costume. Her.
Right.
And like a book and something. I don't know what it is. Maybe she wrote the book. I don't know what the deal is.
Right.
I give a shit.
Who cares?
Kids probably loved it.
Yeah.
Here's Alex Jones.
Oh, shit. He must lose his mind.
Oh, well, yeah.
Fine. I don't care if you do that, but you're not going to try to sit there and force feed young children as they do in the UK and they do in the US with tranny time where men dressed up like demons, in clown makeup, literal clown makeup. Some of these trannies look like Pennywise come in and terrorize the children. It is truly disgusting. And now California is the first to allow gender-neutral birth certificates so we can abuse children more and tell them they're not a boy or a girl. Because now being a boy or girl, that hurts someone else's feelings that might not be a boy or girl. So call your...
What?
I believe it's... God damn. I believe it's also for children that are born hermaphroditic or whatever, that yes. they may have both parts.
Hermaphroditically.
And let them choose later.
Right.
The problem is that you've got these babies and the parents flip a coin and decide for them.
Oh, man.
And then they do a surgery.
How do they decide?
And then the kid grows up and they guessed poorly.
Right.
And suddenly you've got a boy who is a girl or a girl who is physically a boy.
Good Lord. I mean, but how does having a non-gendered birth certificate affect the
how does
life
that ruin
of
their
Alex
lives?
Jones? But how does it affect Alex Jones? Why does he give a fuck?
And how does that ruin the kid's life?
I don't know. It's a birth certificate.
Girl, because now being a boy or girl, that hurts someone else's feelings that might not be a boy or girl. So call yourselves purple penguins in school, not boys and girls, because somebody else might be offended. And this individual, what is his name? His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Monroe Bergdork. I'm not kidding. On screen, the tranny demon speaking to the kindergarten children as well. I mean, that is even more horrifying. But see, if you can, and by the way, it's not just this one case. In Japan, in Germany, in the UK, in the US, we have footage at children's times all over the country at public schools where huge, obese men who look scarier than John Wayne Gacy in demon outfits with horns come and say, I'm a tranny.
I'm sure they don't.
That's entirely accurate.
I'm sure that's not what they're saying.
God damn. And they have horns, by the way.
Well, the drag queen that he's showing right now reading to the children has some weird headdress on that looks like horns.
Maybe it's Halloween or something. Who gives a fuck?
Scarier than John Wayne Gacy in demon outfits with horns.
Right.
Come and say, I'm a tranny, so it's okay if a man with tattoos all over him creepily talks to your children. I'm sorry. I said kindergarten. These children look like they're 4 years old. I'm sorry. Pre-K. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh geez,
this is the brainwashing. This is the control. This is what we're talking about to wage war biologically on humans.
No, we're trying to teach tolerance to humans, you fuck. Nobody is grabbing a kid from the audience and holding them down and putting makeup on them.
It's a teachable moment. You can teach your kids, say, this is a transgendered person. This is a guy in a dress or whatever. Or, you know,
and
who
cares?
The fuck?
This is a guy who likes to wear makeup and girls' clothes. Who cares?
And the result is we're going to have kids that are more tolerant. And the world will be, I don't know, nicer, you fuck nut. God.
We'll play more of this shit tomorrow, this Alex Jones. There's a couple more minutes of it, but it's hilarious. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Please leave good reviews and stuff. It helps us out. And don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon. That also helps us out financially. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back with more shit tomorrow.
Trans lives matter.
Absolutely.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.